For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Monday morning, bright and early. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing great today. I sincerely mean that. I hope you're having a great beginning to the month of September. I am very excited. We begin today, actually this evening, and there's still room if you want to come. We'll be teaching the Book of Ephesians, 3-week series. We will be utilizing the sanctuary of Victory Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana, starting at 7 o'clock. And we invite you to come. The teachings are free, but I would love to have registration. I'll tell you why. I provide notes, and then we have two cameras coming because I want to turn these into DVD teachings with the notes, and it helps our videographers know how many to prepare for. So far what I can see is that we're gonna run about 100. I'm just gonna prepare for an audience of about 100 people. But the sanctuary is massive. You will find room if you still want to come. I will do my utmost to have enough notes. And 3 weeks, September 9, 16, 23. We're very excited about it. Get some Bible going here. And you come. We do take a love offering. But the beauty is, what if you're having a rough time and you just can't give something? Well, your brothers and sisters have gone ahead of you and paid for everything. The rental of the facility, paid for. Paying the videographers, paid for. Paying for sound, everything's paid. Isn't that a great... That's partnering in the body of Christ. Then there will be a day where you will be able to help someone and you'll be able to put something forward so that someone else... You'll remember what it was like when you thought, oh, I wish I could give, but I just can't. Well, someone else is doing it for you now, but you'll do that for someone. It's just a great thing. It's just great to be a giver, isn't it? And a great, you have to receive and then you become a giver. But we invite you to join us. Well, all this week, I want to talk to you a little bit about prayer and mainly fasting. Because again, it sounds like another announcement, and it is, but this is my opportunity on these broadcasts. September the 19th, our staff, we're joining together to pray for all of us, of course, but all of you. A day of fasting and prayer, September the 19th. I've already gotten some things in the mail. Thank you for writing. I've got those prayer requests. We're categorizing those, my brethren. We're categorizing these prayer requests into household salvations, children, emotional stability, budgeting, finances, biblical economics. And then I've got another category called other, and those will come to me. But you write in your prayer request. I will get those to the right people who are praying over a certain request. And then we'll all gather together September the 19th. We're going to lay hands on your request and pray and believe God. And so all week I want to give you reasons we fast. What does it accomplish? Is it a work? A dead work? Are we trying to impress God? I'm laughing because of course not. So anyway, join me tomorrow on The Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. See you tonight.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.